Good day, Eastern Sierra, and a very happy National Water of Flower Day to all the green thumbs and accidental plant parents out there. If your succulents are still alive, treat yourself to a cookie. If they're not, well, treat yourself anyway. I mean, we all love a good holiday, am I right? Today on Eastern Sierra Now, we've got updates on a missing person search, the latest on the in-fire and associated closures, a spotlight on Eastern Sierra Youth Outdoors kicking off its 10th season, and a high-achieving local student who just trig-ed their way to a state championship. Plus, we're talking sports, sunshine, skiing, and tacos. Yeah, it's that kind of episode. Today's show is proudly sponsored by Great Basin Bakery and Outlet, where carbs are handcrafted, cookies are legendary, and your breakfast sandwich is always worth waking up for. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button, follow us on social media, and maybe, just maybe, give your houseplants a little love today. It's kind of hot. The Inyo County Sheriff's Office is asking for the public's help in locating a missing person. In early February, an abandoned vehicle was located just outside Death Valley. The individual, described as 5'5", 33-year-old Caucasian female with strawberry blonde hair and hazel eyes, has yet to be found. And law enforcement is now calling on anyone who may have seen or heard anything to come forward. The individual was last contacted in November of 24. Even minor details could be crucial in piecing together the circumstances of the disappearance. If you have any information, you're encouraged to contact the Inyo County Sheriff's Office directly. The Inn Fire burning near Mono City remains at 82% containment, with fire crews continuing to monitor and manage remaining hot spots. According to officials, the fire is now largely smoldering and creeping, with no significant growth observed. However, due to safety concerns and the presence of active suppression work, the U.S. Forest Service has issued an area closure order. This emergency order prohibits public entry into the designated closure zone to protect both responders and visitors. The closure will remain in place until it is determined safe to reopen the area. For full details, please visit easternsiernow.com. At Great Basin Bakery, they don't just bake, they craft flavor. From fresh baked bagels and pastries to hearty sandwiches and locally roasted coffee, everything they serve is made with care, quality, and just the right amount of sunshine. Whether you're fueling up for a day on the trail or just grabbing your favorite cookie, you know the one, they've got your cravings covered. Stop by their bakery or outlet location for the best baked goods in the area. Eastern Sierra Youth Outdoors is back for its milestone 10th season this summer. The program, run by Eastside Sports co-owner Todd Vogel and Sierra Forever, offers local youth a chance to connect with nature, build leadership skills, and explore the region's backcountry. Scheduled from June 24th to June 29th, the program will take participants on a week-long journey that emphasizes stewardship, resilience, and the joy of the outdoors. It's a unique opportunity for young people to unplug, engage with the environment, and create lasting memories. Enrollment details are available at easternsierranow.com. A big congratulations is in order for Elisa Buchholz, a senior at Bishop Union High School, who has been named California's 2025 Trig Star Champion. Trig Star is a competition recognizing high school students for excellence in trigonometry. The test challenges participants with complex real-world applications. I wonder what those are. Often mirroring the skills used by land surveyors. With this achievement, Ms. Buchholz qualified to compete in the National Trig Star Competition, which was held on May 20th. Alyssa's win is a testament not just to her individual skill, but to the strength of the local academic community. Great job, Alyssa. Too busy running your business to post about it? Let Eastern Sierra Now handle your social media while you handle everything else. From strategy and content creation to posting and audience engagement, we'll boost your brand's presence across platforms with customized creative posts that actually connect. Whether you're a food truck, a retail shop, or a local nonprofit, we'll help your story get the spotlight it deserves. Email advertise@easternsiernow.com to learn more and see how easy it is to get started. Let's move on to the events taking place this weekend. Tonight, C5 Art Studios is hosting a line dancing class beginning at 5:30 p.m. with instructor Olivia Gilpin. This event is perfect for individuals of all skill levels with an interest in dance. C5 Art Studio will also be hosting a celebration for the completion of the new mural, the Kinship Mural. This event will take place tomorrow starting at 10 a.m. and on Sunday, Eastern Sierra United Methodist Church will be holding a special service beginning at 9:30 a.m. to celebrate our LGBTQ+ friends and family. This event is open to everyone, regardless of faith, and serves as the start of the church's Pride Month celebrations. As always, if you want to learn more about local events like these, check out easternsierranow.com/events, or just download the mobile app. It's as easy as pressing a button, maybe two buttons. Hey, it's late May, and Mammoth's still going strong, because why shouldn't you be skiing in a t-shirt while your friends mow their lawns? Am I right? With over 4 feet of soft spring snow still clinging to the slopes, the mountain is serving up buttery turns and bluebird vibes. Catch the Mammoth Trifecta. Ski in the morning, bike by noon, cap it off with a round of golf, all in the same glorious day. Wrap up the season with sun on your face and corn snow under your feet. And remember, we're planning on skiing and riding through June 15th because summer is technically optional. But when the season does end, you won't want to miss the mountain's closing day events. Taco lovers, assemble. Our Epic Eats contest is heating up, and this month is all about tacos. Bishop's Creary is holding strong in the lead, while Latin Market is spicing things up in Mammoth. But the month's almost over, so if you haven't voted yet, now's your chance to crown the taco titan of the Eastern Sierra. Vote now at easternsierranow.com/epic-eats and support your local favorites before the poll closes. Who will take the tortilla throne? You decide. Hey, over in the sports department, things are cooling down, but Back Alley Bowl and Grill is still bringing the heat. As school sports seasons wind down and athletes hang up their cleats and sneakers for the summer, we at Eastern Sierra Now want to give a big shout out to all the student athletes who left it on the field, the court, the track, and beyond this year. But hey, just because the seasons are wrapping up doesn't mean the reporting has to. Coaches, parents, players, send us your final scores, game stats, athletic highlights. We'd love to celebrate your team's efforts and help keep the community in the loop. Schools, we'd love it if you reached out to us over the summer so we can set things up for the next school year. And for the businesses, if you want to see your business featured like this, sponsorship slots are available for ski reports, fishing reports, weather, so much more. Email us to claim a spot and connect your brand with our local audience while supporting real local journalism. And once again, thank you to our proud sponsor, Back Alley Bowl and Grill, where the lanes are hot, food is fresh, and the victories, they taste even better. And before we go, let's take a look at your weekend weather report. In Bishop, today, expect blazing sunshine with very hot temperatures. Caution if it is advised if you're outside for extended periods. 97, low 59. Tomorrow, sunny, partly cloudy, very hot again. Exercise caution, prolonged outdoor activities, 97, 58. And Sunday, looks like cloudy with a thunderstorm around the afternoon, 91.59. In Mammoth today, very warm with plenty of sunshine, 80 and 46. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, remaining warm, a thunder shower is possible in a couple of spots in the afternoon, 77, 46. Sunday, June 1, some sun, then turning cloudy with a thunderstorm in spots in the afternoon, 73, 44. Tips of the weekend. Bishop, with temperatures soaring, it's advisable to stay hydrated and limit strenuous activity outdoors during peak heat hours. Sunday's potential thunderstorm could offer some relief, but also bring sudden weather changes. Mammoth, ideal conditions for outdoor enthusiasts on Friday. However, be prepared for possible afternoon thundershowers on Saturday and Sunday. Carry a light rain jacket, it's recommended. To wrap for today's news, whether you're carving spring turns, casting your last minute votes for Epic Eats, or just trying to keep your petunias alive, we appreciate you spending a few minutes with us. Big thanks again to our sponsor, Great Basin Bakery, the unofficial headquarters of Good Mornings in Bishop. And hey, stay in the loop with everything local by subscribing to our YouTube channel, following us on all our socials, and sending us your sports scores, event tips, or hot taco takes. You make the news. Hey, we just talk about it, right? Until next time, keep it clever. Keep it kind. Keep those flowers watered, folks. You can tell I like my garden, huh? It's a good garden.